The End. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. The End. Holy cow. Where is the end? Where am I going to find the end? How will I know the end? How will I realize when I've come to the end? What is the end all about? A good question. What is the end all about? Well, we have a beginning that we recognize, and we have a middle part that we recognize, and we have an end, and that we don't recognize because we haven't come there yet. We have not achieved the end yet, and yet we have achieved the end. We are the living end. Yes, indeed. We are the completion. We are the fulfillment. We are the ideal expressed as the ideal. When the ideal is expressed as its ideal self, it cannot be more ideal or less ideal. It cannot be a different ideal than it is. It is the ideal. Now, in our logical, reasonable way of thinking about these things, that sounds correct. But it also sounds irrational, and it sounds unbelievable, because how can an ideal being be its ideal self in completion and be understood? Because if it were understood as the ideal that it is, it would be the ideal that it is, and it would not know itself as the ideal that it is. When you do not hear, you do not know you do not hear. And when you hear, you do not know that you hear, because you hear and you do not know not knowing hearing. These things are just the way life travels down this interesting road. Now, what is it that it means when I say this is the end? Does it mean that I have come to the conclusion of all the dreams and goals and desires of my life? I have come to the fulfillment of every desire that I could ever have entertained in my consciousness? Does it mean that? No. The end merely means that we now recognize that we have just begun. Because the end merely entertains the concept that we are looking at an eternity, an infinity, an allness. And an allness has no beginningness and it has no endness. Oh, now we get rid of the beginning too. Allness has no beginningness and it has no endness. If we live our lives so fantastic, so glorious, we will be living in the allness, and it will never end. We'll be living in the isness, and it will never have begun. We'll be living in the completeness, and we will feel contentment beyond any contemplation or measurement we could ever give to it. Living in the end. We make that statement occasionally, sort of humorously, that's the living end. That's the living end. That is the completion of every desire, every goal, every choice I could ever have made for myself, and it is done now. It is fulfilled now. That's the living end. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Now, as I think about myself, and as I think about myself in the now, I think about myself as living a pretty wonderful life. I don't think of myself living a pretty wonderful life. I cannot do that. Because were I to think of myself living a pretty wonderful life, I would think that there is a more wonderful life that I could live. And because I cannot conceive of myself as living a more wonderful life than I'm living, there is no more wonderful life that I'm living. I am living the allness. I am living the totality of who I am right now. From my logical point of view, could I say that a glass of water that is full could be more full? Could I say, from my logical point of view, that a glass of water that is empty could be more empty? Logic doesn't allow me to make such statements, to think such thoughts. When a glass is full, it is to the brim. It is sort of hanging on the edges there, being as full as it can be without running over. And a glass that is empty is one that I have dried out, or that is dried out, and that has no longer any residue in it. My being is the same way. When I am full, I do not know that I'm full. When I'm empty, I do not know that I'm empty. I am only in action as I am a work in progress, as I am an expression of myself in progress. And as long as I am an expression of myself in progress, a work in progress, as long as I am doing that, then I will have an awareness of myself. I will have an awareness of myself at what level of consciousness, what level of awareness, what level of knowingness that I am. And when I am in that level of awareness, there's always more and there's always less. Anytime I have awareness, I am not aware of the allness. And when I am, so to speak, aware of the allness, I'm aware of nothingness. I'm not aware of the all or the nothing. I am it. Now, that truly is the end. That truly is the ultimate. The ultimate is to be, no longer aspiring to be, no longer wanting to be, no longer contemplating what to be means, but being. We have the privilege to be by being the end right now. We have the privilege of seeing ourselves as the fulfillment of the human that we are. That's a simple task. We call it the major task because we make it a major task. But once we begin to see ourselves as fulfilled, once we begin to proclaim, acclaim, affirm that we are the fulfillment now, then we are that fulfillment now. Now, it can come in an instant. It can come in just a millisecond that we say, I am that I am, and we know it. Or it can be a lifetime of affirmations. But that moment of instantaneous awareness when we have let go of the thought that we are not, and we are the thought that we are, then it is done for us. Then it is the end for us. Then we have fulfilled all that we are. My original purity and integrity. My original purity and integrity. Hey, that's interesting, isn't it? Think about that once. My original purity and integrity. How could I make a statement like that if it were not true? How could I make a statement like that if it were not true that I have an original purity and integrity, and that that is my beginning and my end, and that is my allness, and that is my isness, and that is what I am? So, if so facto, if that is the truth, I say to myself, I am that I am. I am my original purity and integrity. I am my original purity. We don't know what our original purity and integrity is, but surely it's very good. We don't know what our origin is or what our finality is, but we know what the isness is. When I think lovely thoughts, I feel good. When I think happy thoughts, I feel good. When I think thoughts of joy for what I see others achieving and attaining, that feel good. When I live in this goodness of attitude about myself, the abundance of attitude about myself, the wholeness, my original purity and integrity, absolutely perfect in every way, shape, and form, I am at the end. I am at the fulfillment. I am at the completion. And yet, there is nothing to be completed. I am soaked, I am enfolded, wrapped in that isness of completion. I am my original purity and integrity. That is the end. That is the beginning. That is who I am. I am my original purity and integrity. I am my original purity, the goodness, the thoughts of love, the thoughts of peace, the thoughts of magnificence. I am my original purity and integrity. My integrity is, that is what I am. That is my character. That is my mannerism. That is what and who I am. The very idyllic nature of my being is that which I am. My character is who I am. My original purity and integrity is who I am. Think on these things. Live in this consciousness. Live in this awareness. Live in this reality that this is all that you are, and all that ever can be, and all that ever will be, and how wonderful it is, and you don't have to fight it. You don't have to fight it because you are the end. I am my original purity and integrity. That's the beginning and the end. I am my original purity and integrity. Say it again and again and again. Reveal it again and again and again. Proclaim it again and again and again. And know it again and again and again. And it will always be yours. And that instant illumination where you realize the end is the beginning and the beginning is the end. And the end and the beginning are the allness. And I am the allness. When you have that instant illumination that you are the allness, when I have the instant illumination that I am the allness, then I am the master of everything. I am the master of life. I am the master of continuity. I am the master of infinity. I am the master of allness. And how great that is. How super that is. Yes. Each time I recognize one little concept of good. If I think a thought and I think, oh, isn't that wonderful? He just accomplished the goal of his life. He is a great painter, artist, or musician. Isn't that wonderful? They have the ideal marriage. They're a happy couple living together, enjoying each other's company, being themselves. Isn't it wonderful? Their children are so beautiful, so fulfilling. They're just marvels to be around. Oh, it is so wonderful. It is so wonderful that I live in my ideal body and I'm whole and perfect and I am immortal and I am eternal and I'm wonderful. Wow, isn't that something? Oh, and you see, each instance of perfection that I live like that, each instant that I claim and proclaim the goodness within me, the love within me, the life within me, the joy within me, each instant that I recognize that is the truth about me, I'm the living end. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm my original purity and integrity. And I choose to be my original purity and integrity by my choice. When I look at the world about me and there is anything that is less than idyllic, I immediately proclaim its ideal reality. When I look at my body and I see it as not as perfect as I'd like it, I immediately proclaim, my body is my original purity and integrity. My body is the temple of my ideal divine self. My body is God in me, as me, through me, acting in every beautiful way. And I proclaim the beauty rather than the problem. Because the problem doesn't really mean anything. It's only the solution that means anything to me and to life and to what I am. It's only as I proclaim the truth about me, that's the solution. Only as I proclaim the allness about me, that's the solution. Only as I proclaim the wonder and the magic and the joy of me, that's the solution. Then I have that. Then I am that. Then I live that. Then I delight in seeing that. Because that is who I am. And that is where I am, and that is why I am. I am the end. I am the living end. And it's all taking place in my thought. It's all taking place in my inner awareness of who I am and what I am and why I am. And it's all being done right now. There is no other time but now. There is no other place but here. And I am that right now. And I am that forever right now. And it's a peace and a love and a joy that I have for me right now. I am now. I'm the end. I'm the beginning. I'm the allness. And I'm the wonder of all of life. Join with me in this wonder of all of life and experience how great it is knowing who and what you are. I love you. I love you. I love you.